say pain. Pain is good because pain will punish your ego and will provoke you to do something about it. Yes?
For this reason, the tribulation and abasement upon the prophets is greater than all the creatures in the world, so that their souls become stouter than souls, for no other class of people suffered that affliction. The hide is afflicted by the medicine. It becomes sweet like Taif leather. If he did not rub the bitter and acrid into it, it would become fetid, unpleasant, and foul smelling. Know that man is an untamed hide, made moistened and gross by humours. Give bitter and acrid and much rubbing, that he may become pure and lovely and exceedingly strong.
This part you didn't get it, because maybe you don't know anything about it, do you? When you go to a shop and you buy a leather jacket, you don't know what the leather is really. They know. They know that this is the skin of an animal, and that the skin of animal is awfully bad. You cannot use the skin of the animal. You have to do a hell of a work to get rid of the living cells of that skin to be able to wear it. He says, this is what it is. That skin left is not worth it. But when it is gone through that harsh process, then it becomes good. This is what happened to the prophets. This is what happens to a lot of people. That pain is a part of the process. We talked about it, yes. Yes?
But if you cannot, be content, O kind one, if God gives you tribulation without choice.
Uh-huh. You personally, you don't choose the pain. You don't go around to ask for the pain. So, when it is given to you, at least be grateful. When suddenly something in you is provoked, you feel some senses inside that you cannot stand for some stuffs that you were doing and you liked before. Now you don't want to do it and you have all that pain. You say, this is good, because now you're serious to change yourself. Yes?
For affliction by the friend is your being purified. His knowledge is above your contrivance.
This is something which is highlighted in green, that half verse, because his knowledge, we believe in Creator who created this working machine. His knowledge is better than mine. Mine is not knowledge even. The word is what? Contrivance. Yes? You are trying in something in this big system which has the control and everything. You are trying to do this just for your feeling? Yes?
The affliction becomes sweet when he sees happiness. The medicine becomes sweet when he regards health.
Yeah, ask that from the doctor. She will explain it. Yeah. A bitter medicine. Somebody who believes in the doctor and with the experience, he knows that he's getting good. That bitter stuff is not that bitter to him, because he knows that I'm getting healthy. So I don't hate it. I know it will do good for me. So I just swallow it. Yeah?
He sees victory for himself in the very essence of checkmate. Therefore he says, kill me, O trusty ones. This policeman became a prophet in respect of another, but he became reprobate in respect of himself. The mercy appertaining to the faith was cut off from him. The hate inherent in the devil enfolded him. He became a factory of anger and hatred. know that hate is the root of error and infidelity.
Ah. Okay, I was talking about these policemen, right? Which I appreciated. And I was explaining his necessity for you, and I was telling you that be grateful and even pray for the God. But do you know what will happen to himself? He is the victim in here. He cannot do good for himself. He is just bothering you. He is the instrument used here to bother you, to correct you. He himself can be just the animal he was. Yes?
How they asked Jesus, on whom be peace, saying, O Spirit of God, what is the hardest thing to bear of all the hard things in existence? A sober-minded man said to Jesus, what is the hardest to bear of all things in existence? He replied, O soul, the hardest is God's anger, on account of which hell is trembling as we. He said, what is the security against this anger of God? Jesus said, to abandon thine own anger at once.
Exactly. You expect the others not to be angry and do the bad stuff, but you yourself, you become angry and you react upon that. It doesn't work that way. First of all, his question was not what is the best. His question was what is the worst. So, we are talking always what is the best. What is the worst? The opposite of that. So he was talking about what is the worst? It was when God is angry with you. Why God should be angry with you? First of all, if God hates you, you are not here. He wants you to be here, right? He created you, right? And we don't have time to count how many gifts he gave you. A lot of possibilities, potentialities, and all that, right? So, he likes you. But when you do something bad to the others, he will become angry. That's the case. Because all the way, you are not a good fellow, but you have the chance to become good. But when you do something bad, means you're turning around, you're not in the path, so he will be angry with you and you should pay for it. Why? Because you did it. This is not the anger of God I'm talking, this is the anger you have which will come back to haunt you. This is what really is. Because we know that God will not get angry. Yes?
Therefore, as the policeman became this anger's mind, his ugly anger surpassed even a wild beast. What hope is there for him of mercy, unless perchance that graceless man should turn back from that quality? Although the world cannot do without them, this statement is a casting into error. The world cannot do without urine either, but that urine is not clear running water.
Were you listening? He explained it to the point that, okay, this is it. That policeman is necessary. He's helping you. Himself, he's helpless. But we need that place. So that bad stuff we're talking about is necessity. So it's there. Should we talk about it? No. Because when we're going from, all I'm telling you is do not cut a piece and throw it away. Don't be angry. Don't be full of hatred. But when I'm explaining it, your brain tries to say, so the policeman is good. No, the policeman is not good. So let's stop all this conversation with this one sentence to remember. There is no way that there is a universe without the shed. But shed is not the running water. What was I talking about? Remember, when we talk about the water, we're talking about the knowledge, right? So what is the opposite of the knowledge? That's what we call nonsense, bullshit, and shit, right? That's how he puts it. He will say, remember, there are good stuff here and bad stuff here. They are not equal, but all I'm trying to let you understand that talking negative about the negative stuff doesn't help you. You should understand that the pain is a necessity. This is how it works. Yes.
The lovers attempted perfidy, and how the beloved scolded him.
This is the story that you will hear, and you will have a lot of silly judgments even around it. Because, first of all, because it's like a soap opera. And you're used to happy ending of the soap operas. Okay. It's a made-up story. And for your surprise, it doesn't end. It doesn't have an ending. That ending that you like. And it's especially made. It goes like this. There is a lady with a husband. Okay? The husband is a very good guy who is working, and he goes early in the morning to the shop, he comes in the afternoon. So she has time to bring in her beloved. What are you thinking about? Do you remember the handmaiden and the goldsmith and all that stuff? Here it happens differently. The lady will bring in the other guy. The other guy should be what? Okay, now we are making this story. Who should be playing the role of that cheater, that man? Do you remember the mosque we were talking about, and we told you that king, after realizing that nobody could do it, he went to the mosque barefoot, right? Here this is a shoemaker. Just for this, you don't find anything else, but he knows that guy is shoemaker, okay? One day, the husband will come back, will knock the door. The shoemaker is in. What would the lady do? Piece of cake, a chador, and we say, come in, this is a lady from the high level of the society, as in, is here to ask for the hand of our girl for his son. Let's talk about it. To cover up, okay? Cover up goes on in the way that the husband knows, but doesn't react bad way. We'll sit down and say, we'll try to converse. First, she'll say, yes, this is a good guy, I came to take her. We have the social differences, the different classes, it's not going to work. Say, she doesn't care. Says, but okay, we have to buy something for our girl, we don't have money, they are rich. She'll say, no, there are all of these explanations, long way ahead. Rumi will tell you that the man knew the woman is a stupid playing this role. So it doesn't end that somebody is killed or somebody goes happy or whatever. But the soap opera goes there, pay attention. One point is here. This story is mid-story for the story of the guy we are talking about, remember? Of you arriving in the garden of enlightenment, your ego doesn't let go, and you want more and more and more, right? Here is a part that explains.